Now D-U-Z Does brings you the Goldberg.
You? Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Yesterday, I met a lady you may know. She was a lady who didn't.
Didn't what?
Didn't believe that Does does everything in the wash. She didn't know Does is best. You see, this lady had been using the same old wash day soap for years.
Sort of got into the habit and didn't see any reason to change.
Well, how did Does enter your life?
Well, by accident.
Accident?
Mm-hmm. My youngster brought some Does home one day by mistake.
Oh.
I was kind of sore about it. I didn't feel like experimenting on my wash.
Did you have a tough wash?
I'll say. Greasy overalls, messy towels, and lots of rayons to fuss with.
Hey, you should be a lady who does instead of a lady who didn't. Does everything. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten cleaning power for getting out tough dirt, plus greater safety for the colored rayons you wash.
Believe me, now I'm a lady who does.
Well, what about those overalls now?
Oh, they're a breeze with Does. No more hard scrubbing for me.
No soap made gets dirt out easier than Does. How are your towels now?
Whitest white I've ever hung in my wash line.
Right. No soap washes whiter than Does. And are your colored rayons being treated right?
Wonderful. Does leaves them brighter.
Of course. Does gives colors better care. This new kind of soap does everything. Does is best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it. Does beat them all with its amazing combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. You'll find Does does best. Does everything. Now Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. Every hunter knows that a bear trap sometimes snares only a rabbit. But there are also times when a rabbit trap will trip up a bear. At this moment, most of the folks in Lastonbury still don't know whether Constable Newton actually caught a bear or only a rabbit when he arrested Edward Reynolds at the meeting the night before. The general belief is that Reynolds was arrested for the murder of Elizabeth Neal. Mike seems to have gathered a great deal of information on the case, but hasn't stopped long enough to tell Molly any of it. He was about to do so a few minutes ago when Mr. Fernandez dropped in, deeply agitated, eager to talk to Mike alone. Then the two went off to see the constable. Molly and Rosie are alone now. Listen.
Rosalie, Amadeo, the child is coming down for breakfast, so please, I don't want any discussion.
No,
please. And then, Rosalie, please, look at me. No? So? And change your face. Because under no circumstances and under no conditions must the child recognize that something is afoot. Put the orange juice gently on the table.
Ma, I wish you would tell me.
Please. Now there can be no further conversation until the child goes to school.
And I'll have to take him to school and I won't hear anything or see anything that's...
You know more than I hoped you'd ever have to know, Rosalie.
Well, you didn't think that I could grow up and not learn about people, Ma.
Do you realize, darling, that this is the first time in the long history of Lastonbury that the murder was committed? Why, Rosalie, don't make me say the word, because when I do, my whole face and all my features go with it. And I don't want the child to see something else.
Where did Mike and Mr. Fernandez go, Ma?
To see Mr. Newton. And then discuss something. I don't know. Mr. Fernandez told Mike something. I heard something, a few syllables.
What, Ma?
Something that, the thing that he couldn't talk when he was called away from the meeting.
But what?
Mr. Reynolds called him and said not to talk. It was because of passport, illegal, but 25 years, so you see the authorities, and then maybe it's legal if you're an upright person.
Amadeo! Amadeo, estas listo!
Huh? I said it right, or
yes,
no?
Ma.
He heard me? Amadeo! Oh, see, he answered in English, you see that? It's wonderful. Wonderful how that child is learning already, huh?
fresh eggs are reclining in the bowl. Take one out. Nice white one.
The brown ones are as good as the white ones, Ma.
The white one is the most recent one. Not because it's brown or because it's white. Put water to boil first.
What are you doing, Ma?
I want to sprinkle my clothes and iron them away so I'll be free.
Are you going to go to the village? Are you going to see Mr. Reynolds, Ma?
How can I see Mr. Reynolds, Rosalie, dear? Even if I would be permitted, could I walk up to Mr. Reynolds to see him in such a condition? No, Rosalie, please. The sooner and the quicker this entire situation is over.
Ma.
Again, Ma.
Did Mr. Fernandez take the receiver off the hook?
He did, and rightly. He wants Therese excluded from this as much as possible.
You mean, Ma, that she shouldn't even know that Mr. Reynolds was arrested for the murder?
Again, that right.
Ma, doesn't Therese know?
She doesn't know, not yet, not know.
Well, somebody will tell her.
Well, it wouldn't be you, and it wouldn't be me.
Well, of course not, but...
Amadeo, darling, come down. All right, come, darling, please. Why don't you try yourself also, darling? You didn't have breakfast, nothing?
I couldn't eat.
Why couldn't you eat? I'm standing, so let me take it already. Make yourself something. Boil yourself, try yourself. Go, darling. Take cereal. Hello? Hello? Oh, yes, buddy, what's the matter? Do you have a cold? Do you sound like a little horse? Huh? Huh? How are you? Uh-huh.
Did Bertie hear anything else, Ma?
Uh-huh. Well, Bertie, darling, the child is coming down to breakfast now, and, well, I don't want to hear it now, darling, because I don't want my moodiness to transcribe itself in the atmosphere of the home where there's a young child. So come over, Bertie, or call me later. Huh? After the child goes to school. Yes. Huh? Seymour? Well, why didn't I ask how Seymour is? Well, how is Seymour? Well, I hope he's well. If he wasn't well, so you would told me. Darling, my head is on Seymour now. I'm sorry, excuse me. Rosalie also wants to know how Seymour is.
Ma.
Yes. All right. Teresa? Well, her father don't want to even know that Mr. Reynolds was arrested. So far, she don't know. Huh? It's a whole story. He's with Mike to tell what he knows and... All right, buddy, darling, call me back and best regards to Seymour. Put something on his neck, he'll feel better. All right. Goodbye. Bye. I can't inhale anymore. It's too much already. Too much. I have to take already a pause. I can't... Oh, David?
David.
Well?
Well, what?
Did you see Jake?
I saw everybody.
And,
Molly.
What's going to be?
What's going to be? Who knows what's going to be? Some to do. It's no more local, Molly.
Huh?
Spill Uncle David in a glass, Rosalind.
Coffee is standing, it's poking. Go, darling. What do you mean, David?
No more local, Molly.
Huh?
Now it's already beyond.
You mean Mr. Reynolds is beyond local?
Am I talking about me? Am I the prisoner? Huh? Who then? Of course, Mr. Reynolds.
So don't talk if you're nervous.
I have to talk, Molly. If not, I'll be more nervous. You're spilling me, Rosalind?
Yes, I will.
Rosalie, don't stand and do so.
Ay, Molly, how our whole village, our whole community could be so bamboozled.
Huh?
But so bamboozled.
Bamboozled?
But so. Leave it to Mike, Molly. It took Mike to find out the evidence.
They did, Uncle David?
The child is coming. Not a word and not a syllable. Amadeo, come, darling, dear.
Buenos dias, dear. Sit here, darling. Here, right here, darling. A napkin nicely.
David, now refrain. Yes, please.
I should.
Not talk.
Oh, I'm not speaking in Spanish. In my English, he doesn't understand.
Sit and eat, darling. Come, dear. Come, as you tell. Roll the tent, Amadeo.
Yeah, I am.
All right. A man can kill in jealousy.
David.
He don't understand.
Toast for Amadeo.
You kill in self-defense.
David, the boy kill.
Eat, Amadeo. See? See, he's eating.
Milk for the child.
I don't blame Teresa's father. He wouldn't let her go near Mr. Reynolds.
That's what he said, huh?
He didn't tell you that.
Partly, but Mr. Reynolds said he wouldn't confess unless Teresa comes. He wants to speak to her first.
They don't need his confession. They have the evidence. Evidence speaks louder than confessions.
Eat, Amadeo, darling.
Yes,
come.
Give him sugar. Sugar, Rosalie. You know why he wouldn't sell the land to the village for the housing, Molly?
Why? Oh, Teresa?
Oh, hello, hello, Teresa.
Not one syllable. Come in, dear, come in.
My father isn't here?
No, Teresa, no, but he will. He'll be back. He strolled down to the village for something. Come and sit down,
Teresa. Yeah, sit down. Why don't you sit down? We're just discussing... We're just discussing how much planting Mrs. Goldberg should do this spring.
Yeah, Bruce Handley was saying this is the first spring in 50 years when you can put in beans early.
How did you make out at the meeting last night, Mrs. Goldberg?
Well, I was nominated.
Was there much excitement?
Well,
muchas cosas pasaron.
Eat, Amadeo.
The meeting went on until after midnight, didn't it?
Mucho más tiempo. Y una cosa terrible pasó.
Amadeo, eat.
My father seemed so distressed this morning.
He did?
Yes. Indeed.
Did he tell you we were moving away from...
From Lustenberg?
No. He's not going to work for Mr. Reynolds any longer.
¿Cómo puede trabajar con el señor si el señor está en un lío?
Eat, darling. Eat. You'll be late for school. Tell Teresa about the wonderful surprise that's coming to you. Ask him to tell you, Teresa, about Jose, who's coming. Jose is somebody who was very close to Amadeo's family, and he's coming to visit us.
Oh, that you didn't tell me.
I will, David.
¿Qué dijiste del señor Amadeo? Todo el mundo sabe que lo arrestaron anoche y que le van a cortar la cabeza por matar a Elizabeth Neal.
No. No.
Teresa.
Please, get
water.
Get
out of jail. Amadeo, what did you tell Teresa?
Mr. Reynolds killed Elizabeth Neal.
You know, it's only natural to want to be reassured about things sometimes. Take the other day. A worried-looking young fellow stopped me and said...
Look, Mr. Collier, is this does really all you say it is?
Well, of course. Does is best. It does everything in the wash. What's more, does everything for dishes, too.
That's what I told her.
Huh?
My wife.
Oh.
She hates washing dishes. Says there's never enough suds.
Oh, she should does them. Does make suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Why, this new kind of soap pops into suds the second water hits it. Your wife won't have to keep adding soap.
She complains about scarring greasy pans, too.
Does'll give her fast action on grease. It cleans up tough grease without any hard scarring.
She also fusses about her hands.
Oh, then she does want does. It's kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. Tell your wife does'll leave her hands wonderfully smooth and soft.
Thanks, Mr. Collier. We'll does our dishes from now on.
Attaboy. You'll find does best. Because in the dishpan, too, does everything. Well, a child's approach to the problems of adult life has directness and simplicity, but certainly no diplomacy. Amadeo meant no harm when he told Teresa the news of Mr. Reynolds' arrest. But the shock may have a violent effect on Teresa, who thought she loved him. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Save all used fat. It pays. You'll get 2 red ration points per pound. Save more used fat. Get more ration points.